It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And today's a great day. We have Dustin Smith, who is youth pastor at Church of All Nations in Boca Raton, Florida, is with us today. He's also a member of Young Preachers International. It's going to be a great day here on BPN Radio. Good to have you listening in at this hour of power. Jesus said, "Could you not tarry 1 hour?" So this is an hour of power. So thank you for praying with me today. We are a force in the earth when we pray. And so, Father, we just come boldly into your presence on this Thursday, declaring you are our Father and we are your sons and daughters. And we come into your presence in a spirit of agreement and a prayer of agreement for revival in this nation, revival in the nations of the world. And we want to welcome cities all across America that are praying with us today. So thankful to have Cottondale, Alabama. And we're glad to have Cottonwood, Arizona. Bentonville, Arkansas. Little Rock, Arkansas, as well as Rogers, Arkansas. We want to welcome Alamo, California. Antioch, California. Chino, California. As well as Dinuba, California, Los Angeles, California. We want to also welcome Woodland Hills, California, Avon Park, Florida, Lakeland, Florida, And we want to give a shout out to Sanford, Florida today. That city's praying with us. Cumming, Georgia, as well as Dallas, Georgia. We want to welcome Carbondale, Illinois there. All of you students at there at the University of Illinois that is praying with us. Marshall, Illinois. We also want to welcome Ankeny, Iowa, as well as Liberal, Kansas, Wichita, Kansas. And we also want to welcome West Monroe, Louisiana, Niles, Michigan, Clermont, Missouri. We also want to welcome Salem, Missouri, as well as Flemington, New Jersey, Wayne, New Jersey, way up there, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Albany, New York, Kinston, North Carolina, praying with us, Hamilton, Ohio, as well as Duncan, Oklahoma, and Perkins, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Warren, Oregon, Boiling Springs, South Dakota, praying with us, as well as Miller, South Dakota, and Johnson City, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, Athens, Texas, Amarillo, Texas, and all of you Texans. We got lots of cities in Texas and Oklahoma and different parts of the nation and the world. Welcome to Breakout Prayer Network. And if you want to know more about BPN Radio, you can go to our website, bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. It's good to have Dustin Smith in the studio with us today here from Austin, Texas, the capital city of the great nation of Texas. I mean the great state of Texas. Anyhow, Dustin, good to have you here. And welcome from the great state of Florida. How are you doing today?
Doing gold. Good. It's a little bit cold in Texas, though. I'm still used to the hot Florida weather.
Well, it's going to change tomorrow. It's going to be fine. And we're here to pray for young people. And how old are you, and how long have you been in the ministry?
I am 20 years old. My birthday is in a few more days on the 23rd of February, so if you want to give me a birthday present. So I'll be almost 21 in a few days, and I've been in the ministry since I was 18.
Okay, how'd you get in the ministry?
It started when I was right when I graduated high school, when I was playing baseball, and I was in a car crash, and baseball was basically over, and that dream was over. And then I started helping out at a church, and just ever since then, that's just when God really put on my heart and really called me into ministry. I really had the calling for myself.
Okay, well, share a little bit about your background. I know you have an incredible testimony of what God has done in your life. You want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I grew up in a non-Christian household, really, and grew up in some rough areas in Florida, and my dad was, you know, a little bit of an alcoholic and a few other things, and a lot of my family members had that problem, and I grew up in that household, and it was rough, and middle school was rough, and got involved with the wrong crowd, and same in high school, got involved with the wrong crowd, and when I was a freshman in high school, my dad passed away, and that really broke me, and I started hanging out with more of the wrong crowd and playing baseball, and I really lost track of what God wanted and had planned for my life, and I wish I would have really stayed on track in high school, because then I could have really, I could only imagine where I would be now if I would have stayed true to God and really stuck with Him throughout all of high school.
Yeah, and then you had a promising baseball career, and you were quite a baseball player. You got some baseball honors in high school there in Florida.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was in a car crash. I was driving one day and was being a little bit not the smartest driver, and I was blasting music, and I went to go make a turn and hit a car and totaled my car, and I had to get surgery on my shoulder, and they had to reconstruct my whole shoulder, and that was basically the end of that.
That was the end of your baseball career.
That was the end.
So your plans was to play college baseball?
That was my goal.
Yeah. And but then you had an accident, and that hurt your shoulder, your throwing arm, and that took care of that. But God had nothing wrong with baseball, but God had a bigger plan, a better plan.
That's right.
And then you responded to the call to preach. And you've been preaching for how long?
A little bit under 3 years, almost 3 years.
And I met Dustin last year through Young Preachers International. We had a preaching Leland, my spiritual grandson, who sang the theme song, who sings the theme song for this broadcast. He and I hosted a preaching competition last year, and Dustin was one of the finalists there in the preaching competition. And then we gathered together last, invited all of the young preachers to Wichita Falls, and Leland did the music, and I led the sessions. And Dustin was one of the preachers, as well as some of the other guys, a couple of guys even from Scotland, and a young lady from Guatemala, then other preachers from across America. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. And out of that came this passion in my heart to call young people out of obscurity, wherever they're at, to preach to their generation. Because I am persuaded, after being in ministry almost 49 years, that the hope of our nation are these young preachers. And somebody has got to call them out of where they are at. Now, obscurity may not necessarily mean, Destin, obscurity may not necessarily mean out of the hills of Georgia or North Carolina somewhere, or Texas, but it could be out of obscurity. They're in a obscure place of intimidation or inferiority or bondage or self-indulgence. And I don't know where they are. They may be sitting on the back pew of a church. Where are these young people at that I'm calling for, Dustin? Where are they at?
They're all over. They're all around. And it's funny that you're talking about obscurity, because we were talking about a little bit earlier in the day when we were talking about kids just having a fear to step out and be bold of their faith. And it goes just beyond everything. It's just that a lot of kids just have a fear of being Christian, a little bit of a shame of being Christian sometimes. But I think sometimes I'm positive, the coolest people are Christian people.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. And I know that that you have a passion for these young people. You're not only a youth pastor, but you go into schools in Florida and you present the gospel. And you was telling me that there is an open door across America for youth pastors, youth leaders, to go into the public school system and minister the gospel. How does that happen?
Well, I work with an organization called First Priority, and basically they help put together clubs and that go into the public schools, and they're Christian clubs, and you can present the gospel, you can present scripture, you can present the word of God in any way that you want. So that's really what has helped me get into the public schools, and they get me in there and help me out and encourage me to keep doing it.
Wow. Well, I know you have a great passion to preach, a passion for young people. And, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said he's going to send revival to America, but he's not going to do it without the youth. And so we're kind of in between, as they would say back in Oklahoma, in between a rock and a hard place. So there's got to be this call to young people. They're out there by the thousands, and how do we get them to hear our voice? There are so many voices. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, said in 1 Corinthians 14, he said there are many voices out there, and none of those voices without some type of significance. So how do we gather them? And last year I had a competition, and I gathered quite a few, but how do we gather them by the hundreds or the thousands? How do they hear our voice above the roar of the crowd? How can that happen? Now, this program, of course, is just unrehearsed, so we're talking and we're going to pray. How do they hear our voice?
I think the way that they could hear our voices, we just have to be ourselves as strong believers. We have to be the voice. We have to be the ones to stand out and to make that call. And I think a lot of times we say, oh, how can it happen? And a lot of times we just need to say, you know what, we're going to make it happen. And we need to take the call ourselves and stand out and be the voice and be the ones that are going to go out and really speak. And I even have friends that say, Dustin, I can't get anyone to come to my church. I can't get anyone to come to the youth group. And I always ask, when's the last time you invited someone to the youth group?
Yeah.
A lot of times they say, oh, yeah, well, I thought you were going to do it. and we always try to go, and I could be, hey, Pastor Dale, I want you to do it. Yeah. But sometimes I need to take it myself and say, you know what, I'm going to be the one that's going to stand out. I'm going to be the one that's going to make a difference. I'm going to be the one that's going to give the call. And I think a lot of times if we stop expecting Pastor Dale to do it, or we stop expecting someone else to do it, I think that's really when we can see more change, when we go and we say, we're going to be the difference, we're going to be the call.
Well, you know, I just believe we are in a crisis mode in America. We are living, I believe, in the 11th hour, 2 minutes before midnight, and we must have a spiritual awakening. We must have revival. So there has to be some type of sense of urgency for those that want to give the call.
Yeah.
And if we don't, it's going to be like in Bible days, and the Bible said, and there arose a generation that did not know the Lord. Mm. And so we're on the brink of that happening. I know there are some major gatherings across America from time to time, some annual gatherings where a lot of young people may be gathered into arenas or stadiums, but we need, and great speakers, great singers, maybe worship leaders may be there, but we need young people to preach. And my passion, Dustin, is not to preach, although I love to preach, but my passion is to make room, hold the ladder, or provide a platform for young people like yourself. You guys do it. You guys preach. And so this is really in my heart. That's why we started Young Preachers International, which you are a part of. And so we want to invite every young person, 24 years and younger. We used to have a minimum age, but I don't know that we're going to have a minimum age. I had a guy on the other day. He said his pastor started preaching when he was 8 years old. So I had a minimum age of 15, and then I had a minimum age of 14, and now I guess I don't have a minimum age. Maybe a 5-year-old could preach, or a 7-year-old could preach, and I know that sounds a little bit crazy to some people, but I just believe that God is doing some incredible things. So I'm saying 24 years and younger, if you want to be a part of YPI, Young Preachers International. And of course, I've named you the chief recruiter, and we're expecting big things. We're giving a worldwide call, aren't we, Dustin, for young preachers?
That's right. And we're even having something soon that the kids can come and.
That's right. That's right. In Austin, Texas, we have the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering, and that will be on July the 19th through the 21st. And Leland will be with us. Leland is a 4-time Grammy nominee. He and I will be hosting that session. We were in Wichita Falls, Texas last summer when it all broke loose, when it all began. And so we're going to gather young people from across America, around the world, giving a worldwide call to Austin, Texas, Austin Music and Prayer Gathering, July the 19th through the 21st. Make plans to come. And more information is going to follow. We want to pray that we're going to pray 2 or 3 prayers, and I'm going to let you pray the first one, and that is just that the Holy Spirit will begin to give a help us give a worldwide call to these young preachers, 24 years and younger. That doesn't mean that you can't preach after you're 24, but we just decided, hey, we're going to give 24 and under, and you can go. If you want to be a part of Young Preachers International, you can enroll even today, and all you have to do is go to youngpreachers.net. That is youngpreachers.net, and you can enroll there. We have some pictures. We have some sermons. We have some testimonies there on our website, and you can do that. And we need everybody to join us in Austin. I mean, any age group can come and be with us, and it's going to be music and prayer and preaching, and these young preachers, you'll be preaching, Dustin, and others will be preaching on those 3 days of music and prayer and preaching at the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering, July 19th, 21. Why don't you just pray a little while, Dustin?
Thank you, Lord, for this day. We just want to pray, Father, for our nation. We want to pray for the youth of our nation, and not only our nation, but across the world, Father. We just pray that you will keep guiding us, Lord God, that you will keep directing us, Lord God, that we will do your will, that we will be a bold statement, Lord God, that we will step out of obscurity, Lord God, for you. We thank you for everything that you're doing and what you're going to be doing. We pray for YPI. We pray for young preachers all across the world, Father. We just pray that you'll keep directing us, God. You'll keep directing our footsteps. We pray that you will give this worldwide call, Father, that people will want to step out of obscurity, that people will stop being ashamed. Young people will stop being ashamed of you, Father, and really step out and be bold for you. And we thank you for this last generation, Father, in this 11th hour, for these people, these students, these young people who are going to rise up, Father, and out of obscurity, Lord God, and preach the gospel, to preach you, Jesus. We thank you for all you've done for us. We thank you for what you're going to keep doing for us. And we pray for the rest of this broadcast, Lord. And as we pray now, we just pray that you direct our footsteps, and that we can all think of that one young person. If we could just all think of that one young person and just give a few seconds just to pray for that one person, how much of a difference we could have. So, Lord, right now, we just pray.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I've set myself in agreement with Dustin. And this call for young people to come out of obscurity, wherever you are at, that our voice will be heard above the roar. And because this could be the last generation, we are living in the end time, and there is a call. Peter prophesied on the day of Pentecost. He said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That means they will give prophetic words and they will preach. One translation says, your sons and daughters will preach. Then they're going to see the old men shall dream dreams. The young men, the young ladies are going to have great vision of what they're going to do. So there is a call. And so we just ask in Jesus' name that you would speak to young people that's listening to BPN Radio today on this Thursday. And we pray for parents whose sons and daughters need to be listening, and they can be a part of Young Preachers International, for this could be the last generation. Here's one of Dustin and I's favorite songs, and it talks about the last generation. This is by our friend Brian Ming. Dustin really likes this song. I've never played it on BPN Radio, but I'm going to do it right now. And this is going to be a worldwide call for young people to come out of obscurity and preach the gospel. Dustin and I will be back praying for some more of these prayers for Young Preachers International. But right now, here's Brian Ming. Well, here we go. Let's get ready.
Here the final generation. the last dance, the last song, the last chance, the love and everlasting. God of all the masses, the God of all creation, the God who paid the highest price to buy us back from Satan. Lord, shower us with your grace, let it pour down on our faces. Lord, you are the king and you deserve all of our praises. That's true happiness waiting when you're ready to receive. There's a love that's so fulfilling, a mercy that's never ending. Yeah, so this right here's a declaration, an invitation to participate in something so amazing, so amazing. I say this right here's an invocation, a preparation for what could be the last of generations. Come on, this right here's a declaration, an invitation to participate in something so amazing, so amazing. I say this right here's an invocation, a preparation for what could be the last of generations. Come on, come on.
This could be the last generation.
Come on.
This could be our final love.
This could be our final hour.
This could be the last generation. This could be
let's go.
Our final. It's my last chance to love you. I live for your name on such a way. Like it's my last chance to love you.
Brian Ming, Last Generation. This could be the last generation. There is a call. There's a worldwide call for young people to come out of obscurity and minister and preach to their generation. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here on this Thursday. BPN Radio, your 24-hour Internet prayer station. And if you want to donate to this broadcast, if you want to donate to this ministry, you go to bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page, and there is a donate button that you can use your credit card, your debit card, your PayPal, and your gifts are tax deductible. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. I have Dustin Smith in the studio with me today, one of my spiritual grandsons, and we're talking about the last generation. We're talking about the call for young people to rise up, to take a stand, and to be the man of God, the woman of God that they are called to be. And so we just believe that God is working in this nation, in this land, and we're so excited. And so, Dustin, I know that we were talking about a tragedy that you had in your family. A young person taking a dying of an overdose. The drug problem has got to be very broad and difficult. And as a youth pastor, I'm sure that you're seeing so much of this, and the drug culture in among young people is just horrible. And I know that just tell me some of the things that's happening among young people that we need to pray about as an older generation praying for this young generation that we're calling the last generation.
I think we were talking about this yesterday too, addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And we said it goes with alcohol, it goes with drugs, but it goes almost to about everything that kids and even adults that are in college, you know, 24, deal with every day, which is drugs, alcohol, cursing, you know, all those things in between, music, And it's an addiction to these things that are just ruining our lives, and sometimes we don't even know it until it does ruin our lives, and then we really realize it. But it's an addiction that we just keep getting dragged into and getting dragged into, and then at some point it breaks, and a tragedy happens, or something wrong happens, and then we really realize that we have this addiction, and sometimes we still don't even get over it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And as the youth pastor there at Church of All Nations in Boca Raton, Florida, what are the major challenges that you're seeing your junior high and senior high students going through having? What seems to be their major challenges? I'm talking about Christian young people.
Yeah. I think the biggest challenges is that young people are, I think the party life is the new big thing, the new normal among high schoolers and junior high students. I think it's just the partying life, going to the parties and the dancing and the ways that we're dressing and the things that we're doing and those kind of desires and gratifications, those instant gratifications that have a long-term negative effect on us. And I think that's the biggest struggle that I see youth dealing with today is the party life and the drinking and the drugs and that kind of stuff. It's a lot of peer pressure and students fall into it.
Yeah, yeah. And you and I were talking about what we're seeing is so many people in our American Christian culture today are calling the new Christian culture or the new norm, and that is young people accepting Jesus or even older people accepting Jesus and then going their way, living their own lives, and continuing in sin. Even though they say, well, I've been forgiven and my sins are all covered. Of course, there's an extreme grace movement now that says you can accept Jesus. Once you accept him, then you're free to live any way you want to. But you and I know that, you know, I believe I'm the Abraham generation. There's an Isaac, and then you're part of the Jacob generation. I just know that there's consequences to sin. And when young people follow that pattern of sin, even sometimes watching their parents who say they are Christians, because I believe that what parents do in moderation, I believe that children, their sons and daughters will do in excess. Mm-hmm. And so I know that we're seeing this new norm, mm-hmm. and I think it's a very dangerous thing, because we're living now in a nation with no boundaries.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, obviously we all mess up and we have our mess ups, but I think it becomes a problem when we make it a new normal that it's an okay thing to accept Jesus, but then go out to the club and then go back to church on Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
and then go back to the club again Tuesday night and go back to church on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes a normal, and it becomes almost an everyday thing where we just do sin and then we think that it's all okay because we're going to church the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes a problem because we get into that routine, and almost becomes a routine, mm-hmm. that we're doing this and then we just go to church to cover our backs.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when it becomes a problem.
Yeah. And consequently, our testimony, the Christian's testimony, is so diluted that other young people look and say, you know, if that's who a Christian is, if that's what a Christian does, then, you know, why should I?
Yeah.
Why should I enter that type of relationship? So, you know, and I just know there's so many consequences, but that's why it's got to be a young generation like yourself, I believe, that begins to tell young people the truth and lets them know there are boundaries and there are consequences to boundaries that are omitted or boundaries that are crossed. And so, you know, our youth need prayer today. I want you to say a prayer for young people. I want you to say a prayer for parents that are struggling with their sons and daughters, so many of them. And I know there are so many young people today that, you know, they're committing suicide. There's that spirit of self-destruction on them. And there's this deception that's going on in our land that, you know, kids commit suicide and then they enter into some type of seventh heaven. There's something wonderful and pleasant about taking their lives, committing suicide. And, you know, we have a tragedy on our hands, and we need revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Mm-hmm. But I heard the Holy Spirit say he's not going to send it, not going to send another spiritual awakening without the young people. So we cannot exclude them. So that's why we're giving a call, a worldwide call for young people to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation, any age they are.
Any age.
How did you respond to the call to preach?
I really, and that's funny because we were just talking about parents, and for me it happened, not my parent, but with someone else's parent that really pushed me and encouraged me to step out. And without him, I most likely would have not stepped out and started preaching on my own. And I think sometimes we always think maybe as parents, I mean, I'm not a parent, so I wouldn't know, but I think a lot of parents think that their kids are always looking up to someone else, to some celebrity. But I think a lot of times a lot of students look up to their parents, and they sort of follow a lot of what their parents do, which is when we get a family, you know, curse or a family blessing. Yeah. Because we always see what our family has done in the past, and we sort of try to repeat it.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't realize that. And but I responded to the call because I had someone else's parent who really pushed me, and he just guided me and really encouraged me. And that's how I started, from him saying, "Hey, Dustin, you know, let's do this."
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's very, very important. We need young people to come out of obscurity, wherever they're at, in the back of the bus, the back of the room, back of wherever it may be. We need them to come forward, and we need to say, "Hey, you can do great exploits for God, and don't wait." You know, there's this we were just talking about. There's just a small window of opportunity for young people. I mean, they're in junior high school, then they're off to college, university, or they're off to find their place in the world. And so we just have a short window of opportunity. It's very difficult to talk to young people about their future, although we should be, or difficult talking to them about next year or year after. I mean, they're kind of in the now thing. And so, you know, now is the time for young people to be alert, be aware, because the decisions that they're making could affect the decisions they're making now could affect their entire lives. I mean, just one wrong choice can take years of recovery. And so wrong choices most of the time are created by wrong voices. We need to pray for these young people. Why don't you say a prayer, Dustin? Let's pray.
Lord, we just pray for all the young people, Father, just for this worldwide call that we're giving, Father. They will step out of obscurity. We pray for all these addictions, all these things that these young people are struggling with, Lord God, to open up their eyes, to let them see who you really are and what being a Christian really means. And this new normal, Father, that we will make the new normal as Christians, Lord God. We will make a new normal in our generation. We will make a new normal in our culture. We'll make a new normal and across the world. And we just pray that today, any struggles that anyone maybe listening to this broadcast is dealing with, maybe any addictions that a young person is struggling with that is listening to this broadcast, Lord God, that you will speak to them, Lord God. You will guide their footsteps, Father, to make a difference, Lord God, in their life, Lord God, so they can impact others' lives, Lord God, and make a difference in someone else's life. And we pray for any parents that are listening to this broadcast right now, Father, that for their children, for their students, Lord, that they will guide them, Lord God. They will direct them in the ways of you, and that their kids will look up to them, Lord God, and they'll be an example in their household. They'll be an example in their workplace. They'll be an example wherever they are at. So we pray for all the young people today that are listening to this. In Jesus' name we pray.
And Father, I just I join Dustin Smith, youth pastor at in Boca Raton, Florida, Church of All Nations. I join him in praying for the youth, and also join him in praying for parents. And Lord, I just pray for these moms and dads, that they will not give up on their young people. They will not give up on their son. They will not give up on their daughter. And they will not be afraid to bring discipline or set boundaries in their lives. And they will pray for them. They will take the anointing oil, go into their rooms while they're away at school or wherever they may be, and anoint their rooms and declare, "My son is going to be a mighty man of God. My daughter is going to be a mighty woman of God." and to do some spiritual warfare with your helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit. Do some spiritual warfare over your son or daughter. I know that when Gene and I, our son, who's now in the ministry, he's now a youth pastor and a coach, but when he was about 16 years old, he just there was a spirit of rebellion that rose up inside of him, and we just began to do spiritual warfare. We said to Satan, you cannot have our son, you cannot have our daughter, and there must be a proclamation that comes out of your mouth that I did not bring my son into the world to give him to the devil. I did not bring my daughter into the world to give her over to Satan, to powers of darkness. And so Dustin and I set ourselves in agreement right now with parents that are being challenged in Jesus' name, being challenged with their son or daughter that is a wayward son or daughter that has said, I hate church. I hate Jesus. I hate religion. And I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to live my own life. We bind these spirits of rebellion. We bind these spirits of selfishness. And as Dustin said, self-indulgence. And young people selling their birthright for one night of pleasure, for one week of sensuality or whatever it may be. We bind every attack of the enemy that's coming against our sons and daughters. And we just pray for healing right now, healing with our sons and daughters in Jesus' name. And we just pray right now for their salvation. We pray that they will do the will of God. And waiting for that season that you have to speak into their lives. There are times we know that, Lord, that our sons and daughters, children, will not listen to their parents. They turn them off completely. But we as parents must wait for that opportunity when their hearts are mellowed or softened by the death of a friend or the Holy Spirit coming upon them. We must wait for these opportunities. And at that point, we must begin to make our voice heard. We speak for we speak healing over the family today. We speak healing over our sons and daughters. And we just pray in Jesus' name that the healing waters, we pray that healing waters will flow right now. In Jesus' name. Brian Ming, we played a song earlier by Brian, and we want to play this song by Brian and Christian, The Healing Waters. I just sense that God wants to heal your family. I just sense that God wants to heal your relationship with your son, with your daughter. I just sense that God wants to put peace in your family. We're just going to pray right now that healing waters will flow in your family, in your household. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. So let's just worship him. And let's just pray right now as Christian Ming sings.
Let it wash over me.
Let your healing waters flow, Holy Spirit, in people's lives today, over families today. I pray for peace in the home of family. I pray that the family altar will be put back, where parents actually pray in the morning or the evening with their sons and daughters. So it's good to have you listening here on VPN Radio. We're praying for healing of families. We're praying for young people, where there's a worldwide call for young people to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation. And that's why we have Young Preachers International. Dustin Smith here is with us today, youth pastor from Florida, and he is a member of Young Preachers International. If you want to know more about Young Preachers International, YPI, you can go to the website, our website, youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. And Leland and I, four-time Grammy nominee Leland, who also sings the theme song here on BPN Radio, he and I will be hosting our second annual Music and Prayer Gathering. This will be the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering, Austin Music and Prayer Gathering, July the 19th through the 21st, July the 19th through the 21st. We're inviting young people to come. There'll be music, prayer, and the young people will be preaching. I'll not be preaching, but the young people will be preaching. It's going to be a great time, but everybody is invited to come. Dustin, why don't you, we have just a few minutes left on the broadcast. Why don't you just talk to young people a little bit, just whatever you want to share with them?
Well, I guess what I would want to share is just to really step out of obscurity. And I think a lot of young people listen to this. I know young people that listen to this radio station. And I think a lot of times what I also hear from young people is a lot of them always worry about having more, and they always want more. They always want something else. They always want something that they think will be fun, something that they think will be more satisfying. And I think if we're just faithful with the little and we worry about what we do have, God can give us everything that we've always wanted. And I think for my own life, just from being faithful with the little, and even you being faithful with the little, that God has blessed you so much that that you would say that more than you could have ever imagined. And I think today, if we just have some young people who are, and even parents that are just faithful with the little, that God can bless us so much. And so I'd like to encourage the young people today to just be faithful with the little, and the parents to be faithful with the little that we do have, and God can give us so much. And maybe also too, we were talking about yesterday, two of the things that we think are really important, which is to really love God and then to really love people. And I think when we really love God and we really love people, then that's when we start seeing a shift in culture. Because if we have people that really love God, then we have that new normal that we were talking about earlier with the partying life and all that stuff won't be normal anymore. Because if you really love God, then that's not going to be the way you're living life. And if we really love people, then those people will start really loving God.
And because you made a decision to follow the Lord, to be a preacher and do His will, God has opened up some major opportunities for you. I know that you've had opportunity to minister there in some college and NBA settings.
Yeah,
been quite awesome.
Yeah, it's been a blessing.
And it's amazing how God can set those appointments up for you when you love God and you love people. So, well, I'm telling you, these are wonderful days. And Dustin, I really enjoyed having you on BPN Radio. You've been on before, and I know that you are a recruiter for Young Preachers International, YPI. And we just want to encourage all of the young people that are listening, or parents that are listening, to go to youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net, and search out that website. Listen to some great preaching and some testimonies, some pictures, because there is a worldwide call to do it. And not just to watch somebody else do it. You know, yesterday we had Godfrey Birtle, one of my spiritual sons from England, on, and the first song he wrote was this song called Breakout, in response to a breakout series that I've been preaching. And and the words of the song says, I've been washing my nets for too long, sitting on the shores of unbelief. And then he says, now it's time, watching others do it, now it's time to do what I see. So youngpreachers.net will give you an opportunity to share something. You have an opportunity to share a five-minute video, preaching video, and you'll get a Bible, and you'll get membership into Young Preachers International. So join us in Austin, July the 19th through 21st. Put that on your calendar. You parents need to bring your young people to Austin. Spend an extra two or three days looking at the beautiful hill country around Austin, Texas. It's going to be great. Justin, thank you for being here on BPN Radio. It's been good to have you. May God bless you as you continue your work among young people with that great passion, doing the will, plan, and purpose of God. We want to thank each of you that have been listening to BPN Radio today on this Thursday. Thank you for being a part of BPN. And if you want to know more about Breakout Prayer Network, you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And also, if you want to sign up or sign your church or your city up as one of the, we have almost 1,000 churches that are praying with us in about 700 cities. If your city is not represented, your church is not represented, you can go on to letsprayamerica.com. So we have three websites there. And that one is letspray america.com. We have some resources on there, and all of the resources, the books, the CDs, everything is free. Just go on there and order those, but there's no charge. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. We'll be back at this same time tomorrow, at this same time or any time. So you have a great day today, and God bless you for listening to BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.